the first decrease that's been recorded, that the amount of kids playing in these organized sports leagues has at the very least held steady, if not gone up from one year to the next, pretty much since the 1950s. So that's what's so notable about this. And the concern is there could be several consequences. One is, of course, physical fitness. Now, maybe kids are staying athletically fit in other ways. Maybe they're riding their bicycles, going for walks, jogging, doing things like that, and that's all outstanding. But we know that kids who are involved in sports are more likely to be physically fit. But importantly, a child who is active is much more likely to become an adult who is physically active and have lifelong positive consequences for their health. So that's just one of the consequences people are concerned about when they see this decline.
And that's a concern in states like Indiana, where we have a pretty significant problem with both with child and adult obesity, right?
And that's just on the physical side. You know, you and I have also talked previously about children and mental illness. And we have a prevalence, at least 1 in 5 Indiana kids diagnosed with a mental illness. Well, kids who are active in youth sports are much more likely to be feeling more emotionally fulfilled. They are less likely to fall into depression. The accomplishment that they have, the relationships that they find with their teammates and others out in the community really help them on their emotional health as well. So it's not just physical, it's also emotional. You know, other advantages with sports, you have to set goals and you have to work towards those goals. And when you accomplish those goals, you remember the work that was involved with that. And for a child, that can carry over to their schoolwork and as adults into their work life. We know that for girls, a girl who's in a youth sports league is much more likely to do better in school, much more likely to be physically fit, much less likely to become a teen parent before marriage. There are so many benefits to so many extracurricular activities, including youth sports, and that's why we just want to keep an eye on this decline to make sure our kids are staying physically active, staying involved with others in their community, and gaining not just the fun from sports, which is the main reason kids want to play, but all of these important life lessons and life consequences as well.
Well, what are some of the things that communities or organizations or even individuals need to be thinking about and doing to support participation?
Yeah, there are a couple of three. First of all, when you look at the reasons speculated why kids maybe are not participating, make sure parents understand all the steps you're taking to keep the kids safe. And parents, ask what the league is doing to keep your kids safe. Second of all, do all that you can to keep registration fees low or even free through sponsorships and other types of support. And make sure that you're talking to your coaches. In these youth sports leagues, the coaches almost always are volunteers. It's a dad or a mom who's volunteering. Help them keep this in perspective, that the kids are there for fun. We need to reinforce positive encouragement. We need to enforce teaching and learning, and not just the sports skills, but the life lessons that can come from winning a game or losing a game or improving a skill or gaining a new skill. That's why kids want to play, so we need to make sure that's what the volunteers are reinforcing.